This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
In a few minutes, how easy it is to get fake ads placed in social media. I'm David Brancaccio. China's Premier Li Keqiang has broken from tradition and did not today announce a target for economic growth. He was delivering a report to 3,000 communist officials in Beijing. The annual event is a highly choreographed piece of political theater where leaders set the economic agenda. Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pak joins me now from Shanghai. Hi.
Hi, David.
So we all need a goal in life. Why no economic growth goal for China now?
Well, here's what I'm hearing. Some analysts say setting a growth target sets a tone that the country needs to grow at all costs. And in the past, it has meant local officials who want to get promoted or want to keep their jobs have ignored environmental protection rules or even made up data to meet tough growth targets.
I guess some local officials in China can now sit back and relax. No more growth goal.
Not exactly. The central government has set other metrics. Unemployment, for example. In cities, it says it should be capped at 6%, but the Economist Intelligence Unit anticipates it will be more like 10%. What we can be sure is that this time next year, the Communist Party will likely declare victory in meeting its targets. The question is, how were they achieved?
I have to ask, does this affect the U.S.-China, the Phase One trade deal?
Well, officially, China says no. Premier Li Keqiang has reiterated that China will honor the mini trade deal that was struck in January, which is to buy more American goods at an extra $200 billion more. The question then, and now with the pandemic, is can China buy that much? Let's suppose it can. Will it come at a cost to other countries selling to the Chinese market? Lots of other nations are looking to China since its economy is among the first to restart since after the pandemic hit.
Jennifer Pak in Shanghai, thank you. There was a lot of turbulence on Hong Kong's stock market today, with the Chinese leader signaling moves to tighten control over that territory, cutting into its political autonomy. This could inflame activists there. The Hang Seng Index fell 5.6%. London is down 1%. Here, S&P futures are down 0.3%. White House National Economic Council advisor Larry Kudlow altered what is often a bullish demeanor yesterday and did some plain talking about prospects for the U.S. economy. He was speaking at a Washington Post event. He said the numbers coming in are not good. In fact, they are downright bad in most cases, but we are seeing some glimmers. Perhaps there is a lot of heartbreak here, he said. President Trump is officially still expecting a tremendous economic recovery in the second half of this year.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
The publication Consumer Reports, founded in the Great Depression in part to put a brake on lots of false advertising then coming out of Madison Avenue, is now trying to guide consumers during another great turndown. You may know them for their product testing, but they also advocate for consumers, and a recent Consumer Reports poll confirmed that loads of us are putting off big purchases in this COVID economy. 57% are delaying big home improvements, 26% are canceling them outright, 70% are delaying elective medical procedures. Marta Tejado is president and CEO of Consumer Reports. Thank you for linking up here.
Great to be here with you, David.
Now, Consumer Reports, you cover important issues and, of course, test products, but you're also looking at public policy, especially during this time of pandemic. I mean, there are a lot of things that are going to change coming out of this moment, and policy changes have winners and losers.
We have winners and losers, and I think one of the things that is stark in COVID is that here we are transitioning to an online world and an online marketplace. And many of the consumer protections and the hard-fought battles that we did, you know, in the analog world don't apply to this new world that we're living in now. So think about it. We have 50 million school children now that are supposed to be learning online. But we know that one-third of Americans don't even have a reliable, fast broadband connection. And in our survey, we found that 80% feel and agree that the internet has got to be as important as electricity and water. And that's up from 61% just 3 years ago. So, you know, we're experiencing it now because we're at home, working from home, searching for jobs at home, relying on telemedicine. We can't live our lives in this moment without a affordable connection to the internet. And that's one of the ways in which I think we need to see some real change.
And you've been trying to hold social media's feet to the fire here in terms of accuracy in ads?
We did an experiment with Facebook, and we recently drew up a number of false and misleading ads about the coronavirus, including one that made a case for drinking bleach, and we submitted it to Facebook. They reviewed it. All seven of the ads, they approved. Now, of course, we never posted those ads, but it really makes you wonder how much more harmful misinformation in this environment of uncertainty is showing up.
Now, I'm careful not to see this nightmare we're going through as an opportunity, but there could be social improvements that grow out of this. Do you see some possibilities of ultimately us getting to a better place after all this?
I do. And what my hope, what comes out of this is a more trustworthy marketplace, one where we can rely on accountable institutions and credible information, which is what I think the public is hungry for, and one that's responsive to them, and it's responsive to them by default. I think that's what flattens the curve in a pandemic.
Marta Tejado is the president and CEO of Consumer Reports. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, David. A pleasure.
And the country's busiest airport, you're thinking O'Hare or Atlanta. Well, depending on the day in recent weeks, America's busiest airport has been Ted Stevens International in Anchorage, Alaska. Lots of personal protective equipment cargo coming through, people on the move with oil and fishing jobs, and O'Hare and Atlanta are super quiet. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.